Hey, Owen, if you're listening, it's Sunday, and I'm here listening to recordings by myself. It's boring sitting around my apartment, so I'm at work, obsessing. Look, if these are haunted and they somehow turn into magnetic tape, unspool and kill me, please just, like, avenge my death, all right? Okay, these are from early November, back when I was living with Claire for a bit. And, God, I'm starting to understand what you were talking about when you were on my case about file names. These are a mess. Okay, God, I promise you, I'm going to organize these later. Seriously, I thought we fixed these. Good morning. Judith here from Yes, It's My Breakdown. I'm coming to you this morning with a dire report.
Beep, beep, beep. Beep, beep, beep.
The space previously known as my apartment has now become a sopping wet testament to the hubris of man.
Yeah, or to be more concise, her living room, kitchen, and bedroom flooded.
My life has overflowed into a horrible, soggy mess, and I am a sponge brimming with sadness.
You know, I would just describe you as damp. Moist. You are a moist lady.
Please do not call me moist.
What do you mean? Lots of things can be moist, like all your clothes. They are literally moist.
Well, now I'm depressed and I'm grossed out.
So, care to explain what happened?
Well, like with most disasters, it was caused by an idiot who thought he could shirk the rules.
Yes, this does have historical precedent. Consider the Exxon Valdez?
Yeah, let me paint you a picture with my words. It's the early hours on a cool Tuesday morning. I'm doing what I do best at 4 a.m., which is sleep. And suddenly it's weep, 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 weep. I awake to the sound of my building's fire alarm going off.
Okay, no, no, we get it without the noises.
No, I need everyone to suffer with me. Turns out, the guy living directly above me had decided to use their ceiling sprinkler as a coat rack. Fun fact, if you break one of those sprinkler heads, they send 80 billion gallons of gross stagnant water spraying out with the power of a broken dam. So, thanks to my upstairs neighbor, may I see them in hell, my place is completely trashed. Claire is wonderful enough, though, to take pity and provide me temporary shelter.
Of course. It's actually the least I could do, seeing as I crashed at your place for such a long time.
So, now I'm the one hanging out in Claire's guest room.
The host has become the hosted.
I think the word is guest.
No, no, no. The tables have turned. And now, Judith is the one breaking her back on my couch. Or, actually, on an old mattress, because I'm a fancy lady with a guest room. And I just bought my best friend some new sheets.
I requested 300 thread count or higher.
Yeah, well, there are definitely more than 300 threads in there.
You know what, never mind.
I mean, hey, if you prefer, you can stay in the creepy basement room.
No, I am not going down there unless I absolutely have to, and even then, probably not.
Okay, but what if I need your help putting some of these boxes of junk down there?
Throw them down the stairs.
What?
Just, like, chuck them.
No, please don't throw my stuff down the stairs.
No promises.
Can you pass me that page?
You've been taking some notes, I see.
Yeah. I've been going through the notebooks.
Yeah? Got any here I can look at?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll grab one in a bit. They're pretty weird. Some of them get a little personal. I'll get one later. Sometimes reading them gives me a headache. Probably because the writing is so fine and small that I feel like I'm squinting at it half the time. But for now, I've been thinking since that night with the spirit board. And this house, it's weird, but it's special. And the more I think about it, the more I realize that I really do think there is something here. But I don't think it's malevolent. I think there's more to it than that. I think there's something that needs our help, like it needs to be freed. I've been looking into it. I'm trying to see what I can find.
Yeah, that night was odd, but letting something out? I know the board said some things, but I don't know if that's really the best course of action. Has anything good ever come from a spirit being released?
Sure. Patrick Swayze in Ghost, or the couple from Beetlejuice.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Oh, and the guy in The Sixth Man.
I mean, if we're going down this path, we could also go with the best friend in Teen Angel.
Yeah, you know, if I died from eating, like, an expired hamburger, I think it would be fun to come back and haunt you.
Let's not test that. Okay, notes time. I went through the notebooks we took from the house. Most of them appear to be pretty benign, but there's entries in here that are making me feel Like there's a weight pressing into my stomach, and I can't tell if it's stress or not. Whoever was writing in them, and I'm assuming it's either Minnie or Hugh, they write about how they're so close to achieving their final goal. Here's a quote. "Blood is the key. Not just the blood spilled, but the blood linking between all of us. The spirit can only move between those linked through birth, through marriage, through belief, through the fire that burns within us. We have removed all that is extra, all that is spare. Listen, for on the horizon, I can hear the screaming heat of the son of Moloch rising and the death that comes in its wake." That's messed up. But they had a plan, and I think it involved their daughter. Like, again, quote, "She's almost due. I see the doubt start to flicker in her eyes, and she is worried, but all new mothers are. But the child is the answer, and if the door does not open, then she shall be the future gateway that this new world will be born from. Her blood is my blood, is our blood, and we are all one in the flames." I don't totally know what that means, but maybe... I'm worried this may involve Dana, and I don't really like what that implies. This puts things in a new light. A new, terrifying light. Okay, next recording. All right, day 3 of staying in the haunted house. The shower is functional, but kinda shitty. We've cleaned the head, but I'm gonna do a vinegar soak on it to get rid of any buildup. There's some orange mold in the grout, which is Serratia marcescens. I believe that's Latin for really hard to get rid of. We're gonna scrub everything down with a diluted bleach solution, and hopefully that will work. I'm not super optimistic about the water pressure with the shower head, though. We might just have to replace it. Yep, that is not great. Oh, for Christ's sake, this house is bugs! Stop crawling out of the drains, you disgusting multi-limbed vermin. Oh, Jesus, there are more of these? Yeah, shut up, bleach, you jerks. Yeah, gross. I'm just gonna push all the dead bugs down the drain and pretend like that never happened. Again. Okay, I'm gonna scrub the shower doors down and clean the grout because I might as well do something to pay Claire back. So I'm gonna kill bugs in Claire's shower. And it looks like she wrote something else in the steam on the mirror, but that's... Sanguinum... Yes. What? For crying out loud!
Hey, you want any coffee?
Claire, can you come up here for a sec? Did you write this?
Write what?
Look at the mirror.
There's nothing there.
What? Oh, I could have sworn.
Oh, wait. There's a drawing of a pair of boobs. Yeah, I may have done that.
Yeah, right. Right. Weird question. Can you touch the mirror for me? Does it feel hot to you?
Okay. No. It feels like a steamy mirror. Why? Also, why does it smell like wet dirt in here?
Oh, there were bugs. There were more bugs. It's okay, though. They've been drowned in bleach. It's just... It felt really hot when I touched it a minute ago, but now it doesn't.
Weird. Well, maybe you're starting to crack from the stress. Welcome to the club. Or, maybe the ghost wrote it.
Look, I know it was probably you. Or maybe that annoying real estate guy broke in and he's trying to legit scare you off.
I swear if I see him around, I will strip the flesh from his bones.
Okay. Ooh, okay. That is very murdery.
Sorry. It just gets me a little heated. I did get some security cameras. Nothing crazy, just ones that connect to my phone. So we should set those up around the house.
Ooh, fancy. Where'd you get those from?
Walmart. Best Buy? Adam got them for me.
There we go.
Yeah, I know. He's been a lot less frustrating lately, and I'm trying to be nice. He's trying to be nice. We're all nice.
Look, you do you. But about the weird mirror writing, didn't you say there were things in other languages in those notebooks?
Yeah. I can check later, see if I can find anything.
I mean, I can take a look.
Yeah, no, maybe. I'll dig one up later.
Being pretty cagey about me seeing these.
No, I'm not. Okay, maybe I am. I don't know, it just feels kind of invasive. I just need to finish reading them first. It's weird, though. I start reading them and I just zone out. I get so engrossed. Yeah.
So, I looked up what it meant, and as far as I can tell, sanguinum ius means bleed her. So, that's terrifying. The next recording is from when Claire started sleepwalking while I was there. And the first time this happened, I just heard her shuffling up and down the hallway and mumbling to herself, and I just sort of led her back to bed. But she kept heading towards the middle of the hallway and just standing there and swaying. And it was super weird. So after that, I started running the recorder on my phone in case something happened. And here's what I documented a few nights later, along with some other recordings from the following couple of days.
What? Okay, what's going on? No. Door.
Claire.
Door.
Claire, wake up. It's Claire, it's Judith. Claire. Claire, you're dreaming.
Open the door. Open the door.
What are you talking about? Jesus, you're warm. It's sweaty. Ooh. Claire, wake up.
You stupid girl.
Whoa.
You stupid girl.
Hang on.
Stupid girl.
Okay, hang on.
Stupid girl, you stupid girl. You stupid girl. You stupid girl. You stupid girl.
Claire, wake up.
Stupid. Stupid. Stupid girl.
Claire!
Stupid girl. You stupid girl. Stupid girl. Stupid girl. Stupid girl. Stupid girl. What the hell?
Good morning.
Yeah, or something.
I played Claire the recording from last night.
And it was really unsettling.
I know, I was there.
I honestly remember none of that.
I mean, I would describe it as alarming.
Okay, here's my theory. Maybe I just had that old garbage song stuck in my head?
At this point, that's kind of what I'm hoping for, but in all honesty, you've seemed a tiny bit off lately.
How?
I mean, the sleepwalking and the sleep talking, that's sort of a big thing. It just sort of feels like you've kind of been in your own little world lately.
I'm fine. I think ever since I actually started taking charge here and getting into the family's history, I've just been feeling this longing. It's like I have all these questions now and I can't stop thinking about them.
Okay, I'm still gonna keep an eye on you, but I only have one request. Maybe be slightly less creepy at night. It's very upsetting.
Yeah, I'll try. No promises, though. Jude, hey. So I'm recording this because you're asleep, and if I don't record it, I'll probably forget about half of the pertinent details, and I also don't want to wake you up, but I want to talk about this now. I've been going through notebooks, trying to see what I can dig up about my mom and her parents and really anything else. I think I found some old articles that mention my grandparents putting on little art shows, but not much else. I did find a little bit, though, about my birth mom. There's a short obit for her in an issue from 1996. Looks like she was born March 3rd, 1970 in Toronto. She had no siblings. She liked to bake. And she was apparently really good at both needlepoint and softball. So that's cool. She went missing in November 1989, which, like, bad timing for me. Yeah, that sounds mean. I'm sure she was scared or lost or... I mean, there's no mention at all of a partner or anything. There's no father listed on the birth registration or declaration, so he could be anyone. I don't know, maybe she ran off to be with him? But that's neither here nor there, and I'll cross that whole father bridge when I come to it, if I come to it. I tried to find more info on her, but that was it. She lived, she had me, she went missing, and then I guess she died. Instead of flowers, we ask that donations be sent to the Kenna Center. I don't know what the Kenna Center is. I just found an old address. Apparently, it was in Woodbridge up by Weston and doesn't exist anymore. It is a Korean restaurant in a strip mall. This just feels like a lot of dead ends. I think I'm probably gonna go to bed. I just wanted to get this down. But hey, I'll probably bug you about this tomorrow when you get back from brunch with your parents. And Judith, if you listen to this in the next couple of days, I am sorry. I'm sorry that I've been cranky, and I'm sorry that I've been weirding you out with my sleepwalking. I'm trying to put up a strong front, but I'm a mess, and it's just all so hard to talk about. I don't even know where to start sometimes. It's just like my head is so full of stuff. If that makes sense. I should probably talk to you about this in person, but I don't know. I should go to sleep. I'm gonna go to sleep. Hopefully I'll actually stay in bed this time.
Claire is sleepwalking. It's 3:42 a.m. I can hear her walking around. Honestly, it freaks me out. I know that makes me a big baby, but I don't really want to go down there, but I should. I'm worried she might fall down the stairs. Should we get a baby gate? Okay, you're okay. Oh, Jesus, Claire, what the hell? Oh, Jesus Christ, Claire. Okay, oh, wake up. Good Lord, you scared the hell out of me. Claire, hey, oh, this is fun.
Eva Perta Porta, Calor et Lux sunt in.
Whoa, wake up.
Penurum sola satera.
Yo, wake up.
Infidelis perdere.
Wake up! Hey, whoa, okay, let's stop walking towards me and, okay, I'm sorry about this in advance, but, Judith, what is going on? Why am I wet? Well, I'm glad you're back with us. Sorry about the water.
Yeah, was I sleepwalking again?
Yeah, and it was really, really weird. You were mumbling and speaking in another language or something. I don't know, it just kind of sounds like gibberish, and like chanting isn't the right word, but it's certainly adjacent to it.
Oh, God.
Were you dreaming?
I don't know. Maybe. Probably. Yeah, I was. I had to find something, and I had to tell you something. But also, I needed to be alone. I was trying to be alone. I don't know. I definitely have a headache, though.
Okay. Well, I think maybe you should just go back to bed, and we will discuss your weird occult mumblings in the morning.
Yeah. Judith, hey. So you've gone over to your sister's place. I think you're helping her pick out napkin rings for her wedding, which, yeah, that sounds really dull, but sure, why not? Anyway, I'm bored and there's nothing good for me to watch, so I've been looking through the notebooks, and I found this passage in one of them. It's actually not even a part of the book. It's just a piece of paper that was jammed in there. It's weird, but I'm pretty sure it's about Dana. Here, she's grown into a beautiful woman and will become a mother, not just of a child, but of a movement. We will finally be able to finish what we started. I can only hope that our faith is stronger than the threads of doubt that wind their way through her mind. She is ready. But she is still young and susceptible to being tainted by the filth outside these walls. It is almost time, only a few more months. So that's just like weird sounding. So they were definitely okay with the baby, but like, hang on, the Zoom is acting up. Hey, piece of trash. doesn't, like, explode or anything. Ow! Ow! Ow!
Crap. Okay, that was... I hadn't heard that before. I hadn't heard the recording before. This was from the same night as this recording. I got home and I thought Claire was asleep, but you know what? I'm just gonna play it for you.
So Claire's been acting weird. Not like normal weird, but like weird. And it's been almost 2 weeks here and things were okay at the start, but then, well, there's the sleepwalking and then that, you know, like that probably has some sort of rational explanation, but even when she's awake, something's off. And I'll come in and she's sitting there and she's reading the notebooks and it's just flipping back and forth. But you can't really disturb her when she's doing that. And it's kind of like she's zoned out. She's in a trance, like flip, back and forth. And she's been a little moody, but it's like a light switch. She's fine, it's all okay. And I'll leave the room or I'll go run an errand and I'll come back. And it's like, she's just ready to rage. And I think part of the reason I'm staying here and not just in an Airbnb or with my parents is because I'm worried about her and I don't want her to do anything harmful. And I don't know, my parents live in Scarborough and I don't feel like commuting. I don't know, this has been getting worse since we found that stupid spirit board. And I found a notebook. Sorry, Claire. I've been flipping through it though, and yeah, there's some boring day-to-day stuff, notes, but there's also some weird writing in here. Sometimes it looks kind of like poetry, but it's not. Probably because there's more Latin in here than one would expect. I know it sounds super silly of me to say that they look like spells, but I don't know, that sounds ridiculous. There's writing in here though that sets off alarm bells in my head, like, okay. We are getting closer. The child becomes the woman, becomes the mother of us all. Blood for blood. We must be the key, the lock, the listener, the seer. There's a gestation chart in this one. And that has to be for Dana, because the years line up. So clearly her parents knew she was pregnant and they weren't against it because there's all kinds of little notes about like food and like baby growth. And there's also these other notes about like sun placement. Like it says stuff like rising 58.62 degrees. And that can't be temperature unless they're secretly American and are measuring it in Fahrenheit. So I guess it's an angle of the sun, maybe? Like this. She shall face towards the sun, be anointed with vetiver and willow. And this shall purify her and the child. She shall drink licorice tea and let the fire burn through her. She is the mother. And I don't like any of this because it kind of implies that not only were they going to involve Dana in this, but like, does that mean that they were going to involve like Claire in this? Like that's weird. That's really weird. And I don't know, I'm going to have to talk to her about this. She's going to be really mad that I looked at the notebooks, but like, I needed to know. And, hey, Claire, hey, what's up? Whoa, hey.
Put that down. Give me the book. Give it to me. That is mine.
Holy cow. Okay, wait. Calm down. It was just on the shelf, and I just wanted to see what was in it.
No. You can't read these. These are important. Give it to me. Now.
Okay. Jeez, what has gotten into you? What does it matter if I read this?
It is not for you.
Okay, all right.
It is not for you.
Okay?
Okay, I'm sorry. I overstepped. You shouldn't go where you're not wanted. Don't open what isn't meant for you.
Are you okay? You are really red right now.
I'm fine. You're the one who's playing with fire.
What?
Good night.
Quick note, that was the last night I stayed at Claire's. And the rest of this recording explains why.
Well, I didn't think this night would get any weirder, but someone is breaking stuff in the kitchen. Holy shit, Claire, wake up! Ow! God, there is broken glass everywhere! Ow! Shit! Ow! Claire, stop!
Don't touch me! I have to let them out!
Claire, wake up! You're sleepwalking and smashing! What the hell?
Claire, why would you throw that at me?
Don't you get it? They're trapped. Trapped in the glass that binds. They must be freed. The walls must be shattered.
What the hell are you talking about?
They're trapped. I have to let them out. Ow, jeez, ow, shit. Okay, Claire, stop. Claire, what?
What? Was I sleepwalking?
Yes! Yes! Ugh. Careful. There's glass everywhere. Claire, you were going nuts. I think you broke every jar in here.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Jam and pickles. God.
Do you remember any of that?
No. No. I just remember going to bed.
You gotta go see a sleep doctor or something.
Yeah. I feel really weird.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Judith, am I losing it? I think I might be losing it.
Hey, it's okay. We'll figure this out.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Okay. I can do this. I just have to figure out my next steps.
Yeah. Where's the broom again? I'm gonna sweep this up or whatever I can.
Do you think I can get them out?
Get what?
I have to let them out. That's what I have to do.
Do you have a dustpan?
That's what I have to do.
Hey, okay. All right.
Hey, you okay after last night?
Yeah, I am just picking the last shards of glass out of my toes. Listen, you really need to go speak to a specialist or a sleep doc or something. The sleep walking? The sleep smashing. This is really bad.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. No, I should go see someone. I think I'm just gonna go stay at my mom's for a bit. I think that'll help.
Yeah, it might be for the best. I don't know, when do you think you're gonna go?
Today. I'm gonna go today.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, do you want to stay here? You can totally stay here.
No, I think, you know what? I'm just gonna go to my mom's place as well. My apartment will be ready in a bit. And it doesn't feel right here being alone.
Okay.
I recorded what happened last night.
Oh, great.
Do you want to hear it?
No, not really. I thought I was still in bed. I thought I was dreaming.
What were you dreaming about?
I was in this open field, and I was walking towards a house.
Well, I mean, you weren't. You were throwing jars.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I'm sorry. I want to go sooner rather than later, so I'm going to pack up right now and just head out.
Promise me that you will make an appointment with a sleep clinic.
Okay, yeah, no, I will.
And I know, if you're taking off for a bit, I'm just curious, can I borrow a couple of the notebooks?
No.
What?
No, they should stay here.
Okay, but why?
I don't know exactly, but it feels right. Like, they need to be here. They need to be together.
Okay.
Please, don't sneak any out.
Come on.
Just don't.
Okay, fine. I won't. I'm gonna go pack up.
Yeah.
I don't know if she ever went to the doctor. I mean, she said she did, but I don't know what to believe. About anything, really. That's it for now. Owen, I'm gonna leave the files on the desktop for you to listen to.
And Judith, if you listen to this in the next couple of days. I am sorry.
Parkdale Haunt is an original podcast created and written by Alex Nursall and Emily Kellogg. Directed and produced by Alex Nursall. Engineering and sound design by Ian Bodie. Theme music by Phil Wright. Recorded at Pirate Toronto. Presented in partnership with the Frequency Podcast Network. You can find us and all the other Frequency podcasts at frequencypodcastnetwork.com. This episode featured the voices of Emily Kellogg and Alex Nursall.